this time of the third Wednesday of the month, we're always talking to Glenn, Mr. Excited. But unfortunately, Mr. Excited must have got too excited. He did himself a damage on Sunday after that big car show. So we've got a good friend of his, John. John is part of his admin team and also helps at the show. So first of all, welcome, John.
Thank you very much.
Now, are you as excited as Mr. Excited? I've never struck a man as excited as Mr. Excited.
I don't think it's possible.
I don't think so either. John, before we get into the side of what we want to talk about, what made you, John, get involved with Mr. Excited? Are you into old cars? Do you have old cars? Or what got you excited about them?
I think most of us have always had a relationship with cars. And my particular relationship goes back to the 70s with my first car, which was rather unique, Cortina Estate.
But I remember those, yeah.
Yeah, 63 Mark I Consul Cortina Estate, very rare car.
Yep.
And when I retired about 9 years ago, I decided I wanted to see if it still existed. So I put pen to paper, computer, and drew the car and posted it up on Facebook, and then I started drawing classic cars. And, of course, at the same time, I met Glenn and started to do all his advertising for him, all his design and artwork and so forth, and the rest is history. So,
so you actually draw cars?
Yeah, I draw cars, yeah.
As caricatures or as the actual car itself?
Now, people look at my drawings and go, it's a photo. I said, no, it's a drawing. Yes, so it's a bit of fun. You know, I spent 100 hours doing a drawing, and I've drawn many of Glenn's cars, including the last one I drew for him was his old car that he didn't have anymore. So that brought a tear to his eye.
John, when you were working, like you say, you retired. When you were working, were you involved in the car industry or in the art side, or are these just completely different things?
No, this would be a blast from the past. I spent my life in supermarkets in advertising. For those who are listening, you might remember Tucker Bag.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yep, that's what I looked after, the advertising for Tucker Bag and many other groups back in the day.
Fair dinkum. Anyway, we've got to keep moving. Now, you had a big car show on Sunday because I actually work on a Sunday up here, otherwise I'd have come, but I saw a number of old cars on the road, on the Maroondah Highway, on Eastlink, making their way up to you. So you had a big turnout?
We had a fantastic turnout. We actually tried a new location to help out the new owners of Canterbury Roadhouse.
Yep.
That's up on Canterbury Road. So beautiful little cafe roadhouse. And they opened on a Sunday so we could have a car show there. And I think everyone was blown away.
How many cars do you think you had there?
I couldn't count because I couldn't see them all from where I was stationed. But it filled the side streets and all the alleyways and of course, all the car parks around it were absolutely full. So it was incredible. So really good. But unfortunately, Glenn's come off worse because he's got 1 foot bandaged up at the moment.
And what happened to him, John? Do you know?
He spends his day walking anyway. Yep. And I think he's just damaged it. It's got an issue with it, but hopefully he'll be hobbling around on the weekend because next Sunday he's got the Gembrook classic car show up at the Gembrook Rex Reserve.
I was going to ask you about that. Where is it and what time does it start, John?
That's a very good question. 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. although cars have got to be there earlier. Yeah. But at the Gembrook Rec Reserve, and it's put on by Rotary Emerald and District in collaboration with Mr. Excited. So he'll be there doing the judging and handing out trophies and all what he normally does.
And his little son?
I assume Cody will be there. Sort of like Cody gets up at 3 in the morning, knocks on his door, is it time to go?
Fair dinkum.
He's a wonderful kid.
he's really got him going then.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know what's coming up after that then, John?
After that, we've got on the Saturday the 28th, that's the Twilight meeting up at the Farm Fresh, Yarra Farm Fresh, up in Coldstream, which is a great show up in the strawberry farm there. It's magnificent, tree-lined, beautiful grassed area. So we love that show. In fact, it's become a real favourite.
And what time's that on? Because it's not the normal morning one, is it?
No, this is always at Yarra Farm Fresh. It's on 5 till 7 p.m.
Yeah.
That's on Saturday the 28th. And then after that, we've got the Crank Up up at the Yarra Junction Museum, which is always a wonderful event for the weekend. So we're there on the Saturday. That's March 14.
I've actually got people from the museum coming in to talk about Crank Up in the next couple of weeks. So we'll, and I know that you were there last time. So that's a terrific place, and also very underdone. There's a lot of people that live around here don't even realise that it's there.
Absolutely, and I think there could be twice or three times the amount of people that should go and have a look at it, because it's just such a... History is amazing. I love history.
Talking to John, who's filling in for Mr. Excited, who's done a bit of a damage himself. John, after the 28th of Feb, is the next one the 14th of March, or is there anything else in between?
Yeah, no, the 28th of Feb, then the 14th of March is the following one, yeah. But what I didn't tell you about our Australia Day one we had on Australia Day, the Manhattan Hotel.
Yep, go for it.
It blew the socks off the place.
Did it?
We had well over 1,000 cars, and there was just no room anywhere up the side streets, around the corner. It was incredible. A really, really big day. So good to see.
John, I've got to ask you, and because I've asked this of Glenn before too, if you had, forget about dollars, don't talk about, think about money or anything the likes of that, what would be your ultimate car you would like to buy?
Oh, goodness me.
Put the pressure on you?
Yeah, well, it is, because, how many cars does one... I'm not a greedy person, but I suppose, something nice with a bit of power to it would be good,
Plenty of chrome?
Exactly, I do love the old cars. Like, as I say, I drove my old Cortina all over Australia, even up to Arkaroola, Cairns, it went everywhere.
Have you ever tried to find out where it is, John?
Oh, yeah, when I drew it, I found it. 6 months later, it was some guy at the other side of town's got it locked up in the garage, and the first thing he said to me was, it's not for sale.
Fair dinkum.
He did. But I get to play with everyone's cars. When I do Mr. Excited's magazine, I spend hours with people's cars. So writing the stories with my mate Keith, and we put together this publication for them to put up on their walls. And
I've never seen that. So where does that go up?
It's called classiccarsworldwide.com.au, and it goes up on it's like a blog that we've got, a blog site, and it's purely for the people that have got a car, and I've always said to them, you have to record the history, write it down.
Yep.
And you write it down and we can publish it, then the next generation can see and understand your passion.
Because there is also people around that have got cars that would love to know the past about them too, isn't there?
Absolutely. So it's something that we've been doing for the last 3 years. We've only done about 20 editions of it, but it's great fun because you see the passion. Some people have spent 15 years building their car. The other one was, it was his grandfather's car, and it's just that history, and people understand that.
John, when you're talking to some of these people, how often have the cars start, because I read about them on Facebook occasionally, where they're for sale, where they've been in the family since the day they were bought. You know, grandfather passed them on to the father, and now the father's passed them on to son. How often do you find that?
Oh, all the time. I was, in fact, lucky enough to have a look at a car last year, and it was his grandfather's car. And he lovingly restored it exactly the way Grandpa had it when it was brand new. And you could see the passion in this guy. It was a middle-aged gentleman, but it was his grandfather's car. And you see that all the time.
Do you?
It's absolutely wonderful. Love that.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll go down to the next generation and the next generation.
Yeah. I'm talking to John, who is representing Mr. Excited at the moment. John, can you just run us through those next two or three that you've got coming up again, please, for people to write them down?
Okay. This weekend, this Sunday, in fact, is the Jembrook Classic Customs and Car Show at the Jembrook Rec Reserve. The following Saturday, the 28th, is the Yarra Farm Fest, Coldstream West Road, Coldstream. That's 5 till 7 p.m. That's an evening, great evening show. Plenty of food up there too. And Saturday, the 14th of March, is the Crank Up Show. We're on Saturday for the car show, and it runs all weekend for the wood shop on Sunday, which is great. And then after that, we've got a couple more in March, and then in April we're going to do a cruise to Noogee to help out the Noogee population. So,
how's that going to happen? What happens there? You all meet together or what?
We'll all meet together probably down the York on Lilydale, I think. York on Lilydale. Then we'll cruise up to Noogee, and it'll put a bit of money back into the community up there.
Oh, that'd be true. You having lunch at the Noogee pub?
Well, probably. There'd be all sorts of and a few sherbets, I'm sure.
Well, I was going to say, from what people tell me, that that's exactly where, if you don't go to the Noogee pub, you're missing out. I've never been, but they tell me it's a quaint little pub, and it's apparently they have some live music on Sundays as well.
I'm not sure. But it's a great part of the world, and we should go and help out. And that's what we'd like to do, is help people.
Yeah. John, when you do that, and we'll talk to Mr. Excited a bit closer, when did you say that was?
That was April 26th.
April 26th. How would you go there? Do you just cut across, you go up through the Dandenongs, or do you just...
Well, from Mount Evelyn, we'll go up and over the top, and then I think it's at Yarra Junction you turn off.
Yeah, it is. There's a road that takes you right through Noogee down to Druin if you go that way.
Yeah, nice cruising road.
Oh, yeah. That should be a good day. Yeah.
If it's been the 26th of April.
John, look, thanks for being part of the show today. We certainly will be talking to Mr. Excited hopefully next month, and we'll find out a bit more what's going on, and we'll see if we can't, what's going to happen on the 26th of April, whether I'm here or whether I can get along to that. That could be a good day.
It would be a good day. No worries.
And what we should mention, apart from Mr. Excited being involved on Sunday, if Rotary's involved, any money they raise will be going into projects. It doesn't go into Rotary's pockets, because I'm a Rotarian, I know that. We have to fund all the stuff ourselves, but any money that's made on Rotary's side there will just go into local projects. So it's always a great way to support the local population as well.
Fantastic. And stay excited, everybody.
Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you again sometime, probably.
Okay, mate. Bye-bye. Bye.